Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And we will be going to our holiday home visits. Now, I just left out a word there. It's our abortionist holiday home visit. I'll explain that in a little bit, why we go to an abortionist home every holiday. And you'll be invited to join us if you're in the Denver area Thanksgiving morning. And then also, on Friday, the busiest shopping day of the year, we are going to a handful of Walmarts, and you could join us. We have these fabulous flyers to hand out about Walmart, their support for homosexuality, and for abortion Plan B. So we'll be talking about that, and I'll give you times and places where if you'd like to come on out, join Bob Enyart, join Ken Scott and others at these locations in the Denver metro area, that'll be worthwhile. But before I get to those, a couple updates from yesterday's show. Yesterday, I was talking about the trend where when Republicans are in office, when they have the White House, that spending increases go through the roof. Social spending, destructive domestic spending. And sure enough, that's happened. 7% increases in domestic spending since Bush has been in office. And you think, well, that's not too much, is it? That's horrendous. He's been in office 7 years. 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42%. And then compound that. And so you got an enormous growth in the size of the domestic budget on this Republican conservative president's watch. That's devastating. But I also talked about how morally our nation falls apart under Republican administrations. And the example I gave yesterday, as I was given this example yesterday, there was a story coming out about how out-of-wedlock births have hit an all-time high. So yesterday I was talking about 1980 through 92 from Ronald Reagan to George Bush Sr., and how during those years, homosexuality went from being a virtually unknown political force to a leading factor in American politics. So that was on the watch of Republicans. Well, now we've had George W. Bush in office for 6 years. We've had Republican-controlled Congress, House and Senate. And here's the story yesterday by the Associated Press. Nearly 2 out of 5 babies born in America are born out of wedlock, almost 2 out of 5. This is just devastating. Out of wedlock births in the United States have climbed to an all-time high, accounting for nearly 4 in 10 babies born last year, government health officials said yesterday. And this story came out right around when we're on the air, so I missed it. I missed it when we were on the air. I could have used it, obviously, right, to make my point that we think, wow, the Republicans are really helping the country to stay conservative Christian. It's just flatly not true. It's if we like to delude ourselves, then sure, we could feel like that and we could get involved in political campaigns as though it's the playoffs in the NBA or running up to the Super Bowl, and we could have a great time, knock ourselves out, cheer for the Republicans, and then watch as they get in office and slaughter us and just look the other way. Okay, so that's a follow-up from yesterday's show. And then we gave the top 10 reasons why liberals hate the holidays. Remember those? And reason number 3 was the winter lull in global warming hype. And boy, the news has been interesting. You know, aside from the fact that it was snowing in Florida yesterday, it was snowing in central Florida, and temperatures dipped to the low 40s, and Floridians were told to expect another cold night tonight with temperatures in the mid-40s. But there is a more interesting article out about the Antarctic ice sheet. Antarctic is ice, right? Well, there's massive sheets of ice in Antarctic, And what we've been told is that global warming is melting the ice on the poles, and that's causing the sea levels to rise, which will flood low-lying areas around the globe. And so there's a website called CO2Science.org, CO2Science.org. Here, I'll go to it right now. CO2, the public school teachers tuning in right now. I'm not going to tell you what that stands for, CO2. You have to figure that out yourselves. But CO2Science.org, and it's pretty interesting. They are talking about the latest decade of real-world measurements of the ice sheet in Antarctic. And what they say is that it is not shrinking, but it's growing significantly. It's growing so significantly that the net change in the amount of water in the oceans is that more of that water is being converted to ice than is ice melting to become seawater. So that's pretty cool. 72% of the Antarctic ice sheet is gaining ice. And after reporting on the hard evidence, the science, they conclude, contrary to the stories one hears about global warming induced melting of the Antarctic ice sheet leading to rising sea levels, the most recent decade of pertinent real-world data suggests that forces leading to just the opposite effect are apparently prevailing, even in the face of what climate alarmists typically describe as the greatest warming of the world in the past two millennia or more. All right, so global warming hype, O'Reilly has finally given into the hype. He says now he believes in global warming. And, of course, here at Bob and Yurt Live, we've long reminded people that global warming is a result of the sun. The sun causes global warming. Okay, also in China, good news out of China. That's pretty rare, huh? Good news out of China, the founder of the largest pornography website in China has just been severely punished, and eight others, organizers of the site, have been severely punished. And contrast that with here in America, where it is legal to sexually exploit women, and if the ACLU had its way, it would also be legal to sell child pornography, to profit from, sell, publish, distribute child pornography. That's the ACLU. And it should be a crime to sexually exploit human beings, to traffic in human sex. That should be a crime. And so for all the wickedness of China, at least they are going after pornographers. Okay. Oh, and you know, Nancy Grace is being sued. CNN's Nancy Grace. Remember Melinda Duckett, the 21-year-old who killed herself just after her 2-year-old son went missing, Trenton Duckett? And CNN schedules an interview with the mother. That's what often happens. A baby's missing. There's a kidnapping. And so the media will interview family members to show the child's picture and find out where was the child last seen, who was around, anybody suspicious. And so 21-year-old Melinda Duckett, my wife Cheryl and I, we see this interview, and it was startling because the mother would not answer questions about where she had been with her 2-year-old son before he went missing. And she would only answer in the most vague ways. So it became obvious that the mother was somehow involved in the disappearance of her little boy. And so now the mother's parents are suing Nancy Grace, this crime show, talk show host on CNN. And the 21-year-old mother, who was involved somehow in the disappearance of her baby boy, her father's name is Jerry Eubank. And he said, it was 3 to 4 hours after I heard that Mindy died, and I'm watching this woman, that's Nancy Grace, banging the table and screaming about why aren't you telling us this? I mean, she was judge, jury, and executioner. That's his take on Nancy Grace. And actually, sir, no, it was your daughter who was judge, jury, and executioner for her child. And your anger is misdirected, and you're angry at the messenger. It's your daughter who somehow disposed of her son and then, under the pressure, killed herself. Okay. So, of course, we eventually find out more details than we even would want to find out about such cases. And it might take until Judgment Day, but eventually it all comes out, right? Okay. Now, with the SaveWalmart.com website, Walmart, of course, like most of corporate America, like all of our universities, for the most part, all government-supported universities, our godless public schools, high schools, middle schools, and so on, have caved into the homosexual agenda so that today you don't even find conservative Christian politicians saying anything in public against homosexuality. You just don't find it. When they're in the midst of a campaign season, if they think marriage, a Defense of Marriage Act, is good for their reelection, then they'll support that. But you no longer find people reminding the nation that homosexuality is destructive. And if you love your neighbor, you're going to warn your neighbor that homosexuality is destructive. Now, if you're apathetic, if you don't care, if you're in rebellion against God and even the nature that God created, because God created Adam and Eve, and it is utterly destructive for men to be together in a romantic way, or women, and it destroys the families, the kids that are involved, then if you're apathetic and you don't care, then you could say, hey, homosexuality is a good thing, and that could reinforce rebellion against God, or rebellion against the created order. Well, Flip Benham is the director of Operation Save America, and his organization is mentioned today in the Rocky Mountain News in an article about the AFA, American Family Association, and Don Wildman and Walmart. And Don Wildman has called for a boycott of Walmart on Friday and Saturday, the two biggest shopping days of the year. And, of course, that's Black Friday, right? The day that retailers cross over from debt to profit. No longer in the red for the year, then they start making a profit. Okay, so Don Wildman called for a boycott of Walmart. Why did he do that? Well, because Walmart has been, they've begun aggressively supporting the homosexual agenda. And, of course, they've begun selling Plan B, the morning after pill, the chemical abortifacient, a chemical weapon against children, a human pesticide to kill kids who were conceived in the womb. Okay, so anyway, we will be at a few Walmarts on Friday, and I'm going to give you the date, the times, and the locations. And if you're listening to this and you're out of Colorado, well, then just let this be an encouragement to you of how you could get involved when the culture war is heating up. And there are things you could actually do yourself out on the street. Make a sign. I went to SaveWalmart.com, put up by Flip Benham, and I printed out these flyers. We printed 500 of these to hand out at these different Walmarts. And, for example, they talk about Walmart and the homosexual agenda, and they say on August 21st this year, the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce announced a partnership with Walmart Stores, Inc., that Walmart gave $25,000 to join the Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, which, by the way, leads the effort to abolish the definition of marriage as the union of one man and one woman. So Walmart has helped to significantly fund the war against the marriage of one man and one woman. Walmart, therefore, is now a corporate member of this Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. Walmart will now sponsor some programs for the Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. And also, as we know, Walmart now sells the Plan B morning after abortion pill, which long term, that very well may end up killing far more children than surgical abortions have. Right? The morning after pill, and then RU46, which is used a bit later in the pregnancy. Okay, so here's what we're doing. You could go to SaveWalmart.com, check out that website, but I'm going to tell you the locations we will be at Friday morning, and you could come on out and meet us. It'll be interesting. I'm going to give you three Walmart locations, and we're going to be at the first one at 8:30 in the morning for an hour, the next one at 10 o'clock, and the next one at 11:30 Friday morning. Okay, the first one at 8:30. We will be at I-70, Interstate 70 in Youngfield. There's a Walmart there, and you could show up. We'll have flyers for you to hand out. Signs we'll be holding, and some people might want to go into the store and hand out some of the flyers to the shoppers. That'll be fine. And others might just want to hold the sign. Others might just want to take photos. We'll mail some photos to Flip Benham. I spoke to him today, and he asked if we could take photographs for their website and newsletters. And, of course, I promised him we would, so we could use a good photographer. Now, the Rocky Mountain News story today, by the way, they mentioned that the boycott called by Don Wildman of the American Family Association has been canceled. That Don Wildman canceled the boycott, and I'm somewhat saddened that he's canceled it. I mean, we were so close, and these are the two most significant shopping days of the year. And, for example, my wife Cheryl, she's one of probably a million that received a request from Don Wildman. She received a request via email to not shop at Walmart Friday and Saturday, because of all their support for homosexuality, and they're also selling the Plan B abortion pill. So she thought, you know, good, great point. I won't shop there those 2 days. Well, now Don Wildman is saying, well, Walmart has said something that was somewhat supportive of us, so we're going to cancel the boycott. But just the somewhat supportive, it just doesn't do it for me. It doesn't do it. They didn't say we're going to stop supporting homosexuality. We're going to pull our membership from the Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. Quite the opposite. They're going to continue supporting the Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. They just said that from now on, we will only support specific issues that the Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce is working on. We won't donate money to their general fund, just to specific issues. Okay. So that's not Walmart saying, you know what? We're America's store. American families are our customers. And this was a mistake to support the homosexual agenda against American families. And so we're going to change course. No, they just said something that they figured would get Don Wildman to back off, and he has backed off. And I think that is sad. Then the Rocky Mountain News article in today's paper, they say there was no immediate word from a second conservative group, Operation Save America, on whether it was reconsidering its plans for prayer and preaching rallies outside many Walmart stores on Friday. So the Rocky Mountain News was not able to reach OSA, but we did here at Bob and Eric Live. And Flip Benham said, everything is on. And he was very thankful that we would be going to the stores that we are. So, again, the first store we're going to Friday morning is at 8:30 in the morning at Youngfield and I-70. What is that, Applewood area of Wheat Ridge or Golden or Arvada? What is that, Lakewood? It's right in the middle of all that stuff. All right, so I-70 in Youngfield. And then at 10 o'clock on West Colfax, Colfax and Wadsworth. And then at 11:30, 95th and Sheridan. 95th and Sheridan Boulevard in Westminster. Okay, so that will be wonderful to see you there if you could come on out. Of course, you could call us if you'd like more information, 303-463-7789. That's 303-463-7789. We'll be meeting at those locations. Again, we have printed out 500 color flyers, and they're good. And so I think you'll also enjoy the fellowship. So come on out either 8:30, 10, or 11:30. That's at I-70 in Youngfield, or 10 o'clock at Colfax in Wadsworth, or 11:30 at 95th in Sheridan. Okay, then there is tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Boy, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. We should have a wonderful time. You know, we've got a 21-pound turkey. And then there's the food. Oh, no. I mean, we should, you see George W. Bush pardoned a turkey, as he's done every year, as other presidents have done every year. And that's just really, you know, people think it's cute. But we have a problem in America and the West where people, animal rights activists and environmentalists, they hate the creator God, but they love the creation. They worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. And it's sort of like having a firing squad and having one guy have blanks in his gun. That's a really bad sign. You don't have one guy have blanks in the gun. That implies somehow that there's something wrong with executing convicted criminals, capital criminals. So similar with pardoning a turkey. It's cute, you know, but quite often cute things, something looks cute, really is a big mistake. Sends the wrong message. Remember, who was it who went to the Halloween party dressed as a German, as a Nazi in England? That was Prince Harry. That's right, Prince Harry. Third in line to the throne. Prince Harry, this past Halloween, went dressed as a Nazi. People are, oh, isn't that funny? No, it's not funny. It sends the wrong message. And same thing with pardoning a turkey. I mean, it is cute. It would be cute if it wasn't for the fact that millions of people worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. And the animal rights movement tends to be at the heart of hatred against God. All right? Okay, so tomorrow morning is Thanksgiving, and we are going to go on an abortionist home visit. We've been doing this for, 12 years, more? And the goal is not to get the abortionist to change his mind, because that pretty much never happens. We're going to take the truth truck, which is operated by Colorado Right to Life, and we're going to go into the neighborhood of a Planned Parenthood abortionist, in fact, right to his house, and we'll have signs talking about abortion is wrong, abortion kills kids, and the truth truck will have large pictures of babies and aborted children. And the goal of these protests is to discourage medical students from becoming abortionists. And these protests are extremely effective, and it is very difficult for abortion clinics to hire abortionists. There are abortionists who every week they actually fly or drive to another state to go do the abortions, because states have a hard time, some states, hiring an abortionist. So if you'd like to join us, we meet at Winchell's Donuts. every holiday typically, and this is at Evans and Monaco in Aurora tomorrow morning. And what's the time we're meeting? Is it 9 o'clock, 9 a.m.? If you'd like more information, call us right here at Bob and Yurt Live, 303-463-7789. But it is very effective. And even if it didn't have that benefit of convincing med students not to become abortionists, it is good anyway, because what our culture wants is to kill kids with tranquility. Our culture, even the Republican Party, really, they don't want you talking about abortion. They just rather child killing happen with peace and tranquility and not on our watch. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We're not going to let kids be killed in our community without us putting up a fight. And going to the abortionist home on the holidays, we call these the abortionist holiday home visits. We've been doing them for many, many years. And typically Christmas morning, Thanksgiving, Resurrection Sunday, Easter, Mother's Day is a great time to go. Labor Day, Memorial Day, July 4th. We have picnics at the abortionist house sometime in front of the house. You know, frisbee tosses, foot races for the kids. Make an event out of it. So you're invited tomorrow morning, Winchell's Donuts, Evans and Monaco. And then on Friday morning at one of the three Walmarts, either 8:30 in the morning, 10 o'clock, or 11:30, at I-70 in Youngfield, at Colfax in Wadsworth, or 95th in Sheridan. Right? So, hey, wow. It's going to be Thanksgiving tomorrow already. It's amazing how quickly that comes along. Our church this past Sunday, oh boy, did we have a good sermon. And the sermon had to do with the history of Thanksgiving in the Pilgrims and how it relates to the teaching of Denver Bible Church and Bob and Yurt Live. Did you know the teaching of our church and this radio show is very close to the teachings of Pilgrim's Progress, the number two book in sales for centuries next to the Bible? Pretty cool. All right, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, the best Christian school I've ever seen. Check them out, Maranatha. God bless you.